I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
Would you trust John Lennon and Paul McCartney on your roof?
Is that who we're listening to here?
Yes. This is a group called the Beatles, Romo.
Oh. I have heard of them.
You've heard of them. Yes. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're here with Brandon.
The vibration of the drums and the bass and the, you know, that might rattle some nails. You probably have some drywall falling on the ceiling on the inside.
Could. Very possibly could. But I'll tell you, someone you can trust to put up on your roof is Brandon with Pinnacle Roofing in Maricopa County. You know, those of you that are familiar with the radio show know that we're on every single Saturday morning for 3 hours, 8 to 9. We cover landscape and gardening and irrigation. 9 to 11, we cover everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we back that up with referral networks of Rosie-certified contractors throughout the state of Arizona. In particular, we have Prescott in the Quad City area covered. And up there, it would be Central Basin Roofing. Dave Kenyon, been up there for 35, 40 years, doing an excellent job. And then we've got here in Phoenix, Pinnacle Roofing, Lions Roofing, George & Sons Roofing, Durafoam Roofing. And down in Tucson, we have as well, Lions Roofing, also serving that Casa Grande area. You know, for years, the folks in Casa Grande would call us and say, Rosie, your contractors in Phoenix won't come down and service us. Rosie, your contractors in Tucson won't come up and service. Rosie. And then Casa Grande went through the population explosion it went in the late 90s, in the first decade of the 21st century. And we found we had to find somebody to take care of our Casa Grande listeners, loyal fans. So we built out the Casa Grande connection. So we've got you covered. If you ever want to get work done around your house, don't touch your house. Don't even think about touching your house until you go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Here with Brandon of Pinnacle Roofing, we were talking flat roofs in the first segment. Brandon, let's share with the listeners a little bit about why you and I feel so strongly about foam roofs. We've talked a little bit about what we don't like on the built-up roof. I know what converted me to foam. What converted you to foam?
Well, foam's a two-component, sprayed-applied, seamless roof. That's what we really like, is the seamless aspect of it. And also, it gives you insulation in our extreme climate. That's a big plus, I believe, for homeowners. There's been many, many times where we've installed a foam roof, and after the fact, customer will call us back 6 months down the road and say, that's unbelievable. Our utility bills have dropped 40%.
Good night. Wow. That's a big drop.
Yep.
That's a home that probably didn't have very much roof insulation at all. Because if you're able to make that big a difference, and generally you're spraying the foam on how thick?
Typical is 1 inch.
And how heavy a density foam is this?
We spray a 2.7 pound. In place, it's 2.5.
So it's not a big insulation factor. You're only picking up per inch. You're only picking up about an R6 or 7, aren't you?
R7, that's
a,
correct.
An R7. But the great thing about it is this really is not insulation. It's outsolation. It's insulation we put on the outside of the house, which makes it much more effective than insulation that's inside the walls, inside the attic, after the sun and the outside temperatures have already baked the outside. So we're actually stopping the temperature invasion of that roof area before it even gets to the roof deck. So an R7 outsolation, and I've never seen studies on this, but an R7 outsolation is much more efficient than an R7 insulation. It operates in much more like an R14 or an R19 insulation. So it's seamless. And, you know, that stuff sticks to everything.
Yes.
Have you ever found a product it won't stick to?
No, I have not. Yeah.
I mean, when you guys spray, you have to go around the whole neighborhood and cover cars in 2 mil Visqueen plastic and anchor it down.
Cover neighbors' dogs.
Cover their dogs.
We had an oversprayed dog one year.
Oops. The dog was okay?
Dog was fine, yeah.
He was better outsolated than he had been, I guess.
That's correct.
We can color tint these roof coatings? Once the foam is down, once you've laid down your one-inch foam in this insulation, what happens next? Because the foam can't stay exposed to the ultraviolet light.
Yep, you got to put a urethane or a elastomeric coating on it. Basically, it's the same as putting sunscreen on your skin so you don't get sunburned.
We're going to spray your foam one day. Are we going to prime it that same day or come back the next day?
Yep, no, we'll put the primer on the same day, and then in the summertime, you can go back the very next day and put the top coat down.
And in a winter or a wet situation, you're waiting a day or two. I mean, that top coat can stand exposure for quite a while.
The primer can be exposed for quite a while.
Yeah.
Just as long as it's cured, and then you can put the top coat down.
And the top coat is our elastomeric top coat. And when people get, I'm called all the time, Rosie, I've got a foam roof, and I have 3 bids, and the variance is huge. And usually when somebody's low bidding a foam roof, what are they doing? They're cutting you short on the foam. They're not giving you your full 1 inch.
Not giving you a full inch, probably giving you a half inch of foam, and a foam roof should have minimum 24 dry mils of elastomeric on top of it.
And 24 dry mils is referring to the thickness of the protective coating we spread over the foam. And folks, 24 mil is very close to the thickness of your credit card. It needs to have a lot of body to it. It just can't go on lighthearted. Exactly.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we get back more roofing. Romy, who have you all lined up for questions?
Oh, same lineup.
Let's
we're gonna get to
them
right after. I promise we'll get to them right after this.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.